Hey friends, I hope you had a really great week. I just ended up recording a really great episode, a juicy episode for you. But when I looked at the time, it was more than 30 minutes. And so I thought, well, this is not really honoring the principle of wanting to get out to you as many things as possible in the shortest amount of time as possible. As you have heard when I did the last episode, it's really a huge ask, I feel, if I'm going to ask you to sit here for 30 minutes. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut this episode into two parts. So this is going to be part one, and you'll hear the rest of the episode in a couple of days. And so let's dig into part one and enjoy the learnings I have for you today. Hey, my friends, I hope you had an awesome week, and it's almost weekend as I'm recording this, and I know that I'll be also airing this on a Thursday, so I know that you guys will also be getting into your weekend very soon, and I thought it would be sort of a nice time to look at making money. Is it already too late for you? If you're 40, is it too late for you? If you're 50, is it too late for you? Or do you still have a chance to make it? And how actually does this journey look like? So I know that there can be a lot of questions around making money and having your own personal wealth creation. And it can often feel like if you have not started out yet, what's the point? And I'm here to share with you that it's not too late at all. Actually, I'm going to share with you four different things that you need to look at in order to start your own wealth creation journey. So I suggest that you get out your notebook and pen because we are going to get into this. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. Okay, tell me guys, has this happened to you? You are watching YouTube and looking at some cute video of dogs or cats or whatever you're watching. And all of a sudden, you are totally interrupted because some guy just pops into the video sequence and tells you about this thing or that thing that is going to create money. Sometimes it's blockchain, sometimes it's their unique way of doing something. Invest in stocks, use e-trading, and so on and so forth. And you get torn into all these directions. And it's the claim is always, hey, we have found the perfect way to make money, join us before it's too late. And I kept thinking about that. And actually, I really truly believe that there is no magic behind making money. Wealth creation is a journey. And with most of you, I guess you have the same experience as I, that sometimes you're making a lot of money and then you don't think about it, like in your younger years, hopefully, as was the case for me. And then you only realize that you actually dropped the ball somewhere along the line when it's almost too late. But the thing is that I really believe it's never too late. And there are four main things that you need to look at in order to begin your wealth creation journey. And I'm sure that most of you do at least one or two things that I'm going to list here. But the question is not whether you're doing it. The question is also to which extent you are doing this. And I was thinking sort of about an analogy to give to you to have a picture in your mind when you think of your wealth creation journey. And since it's a journey, we also need a vehicle, right? We need to come from A to B, and there are different ways to get there. You can walk, you can jump, you can skip, you can take your skateboard, you can drive a car, you can take the train or the plane. Well, you get what I mean, right? So there are different modes of transport. So today for this episode, I want to stick with the example of having a car, what sort of car you're driving. So a car usually has four wheels. And let's say and look at which wheels you are using at the moment and how big those wheels are. Are these good wheels? Are they pumped up with air, or are they just flat? Because if they are flat, you will have trouble to move on, right? To get somewhere or to get on with your journey. Now, I'm also aware that some of you might not be having four wheels to start with. Maybe you just have three of the things that I'm going to mention today. And so you are not driving a car, but you are riding a tricycle. Or maybe you just do two of the things that I'm gonna mention today and you are on a skateboard, or even worse, on a monocycle. Is there even a word like that? I don't know. Anyway, to get back to our picture, so the question is, what kind of vehicle are you driving or riding around? Is it quick enough to get from A to B? Or is it going to take you ages because you don't have the number of wheels that it takes to get from A to B? Or even how well are your wheels maintained? And that's going to impact your car. Do you have a monster truck and you can, you know, jump over all hurdles? Or do you have a beat up, I don't know, what would be a beat up brand of a car? I don't know, just a beat up, old, crusty, stinky car. Maybe you have really big dreams and your wealth creation journey, at least the body of it, looks like a Lamborghini. But instead of having proper Lamborghini wheels, you have put on small, tiny baby wheels. So it really doesn't match your dream. And it's no wonder that you are having a Lamborghini, but you are not able to use all the horsepower to move forward. So I hope you are able to think of this in terms of that picture, and that it helps for you to remember the things that I'm going to say today. And I really want to encourage you to get out your notebook and pen, because I really believe that this is something so important that we reflect about this. And especially as the weekend is coming along, I really hope you get a few moments where you can be by yourself, think about what you're doing, how you're doing it, and how you are investing in yourself to get your dreams moving. So, what are the four wheels that you need to move forward on your wealth creation journey? The first wheel you need is debt management. Assuming that almost everyone has debt, some way or the other. Maybe it's your car or your credit card or mortgage or some other form of debt that you have. And it's really important to manage it. Like I said in the introduction, sometimes it's a decision of the past and you don't realize the consequences of it or the impact of it until much later. So it's really important that you manage this wheel very well. And even if you do not have a lot of debt or no debt at all, I mean, hats off to you. But what goes into this wheel in general is also making sure that you are not living above your means. So budgeting is a big part of this. Planning ahead, knowing what you're making, where the income is coming from, knowing all the different seasons where more is going out or a larger portion is going out because the insurance bill is due in a certain month or in a certain period of time, and then the next month you have again more to live with. And it's in such periods that we really need to make sure that we are not living above our means. So planning ahead, managing your debt, and if you have debt, to make sure that you get that thing down as low as possible, all this goes into this wheel. So what I want you to do now is take your notebook and pen, write out the first wheel, debt management, and reflect what you're doing in this area. Are you budgeting? Are you looking at the decisions of the past which are costing you time and energy? Do you know when you'll be able to pay the debt off or how you are able to do it? Are you living above your means? Just pause this episode for a moment and write down your thoughts about this. So let's look now at the second wheel. The second wheel to move your wealth creation journey forward is your job or your employment, the regular income you are making. And for most of us, I know it's not true for all of us, but for most of us, this might be true that we have some sort of employment or at least had it, and that would be the second wheel, so to speak. And what's interesting about an employment is that you are actually trading time for money. You are not trading results for money, are you? So if you're working at a burger joint, they expect you to be there from, 8 till 4 in the morning or something like that. They don't measure you in terms of how many burgers you sold. Well, of course, they need to know that, and they might try to optimize their processes according to that, or try to encourage doing more. But at the end of the day, you are not getting paid for the number of burgers you're selling. You are getting paid for the time you are there, and you cannot decide just one day not to turn up. Well, you can, but that will have maybe some bad consequences. So that's the second wheel. And what I want you to write down in this section on your notebook, write down income or job from an employment and make a note of how much time you are trading for which amount of money. So, and here I don't just want you to write down the weekly time that might be on your contract, but think about the reality. Are you working more? And maybe you're commuting. So if they're saying something like, oh, you need to work 40 hours at, you know, this workplace, it also means that you also need to get to the workplace. So actually, you are trading in even more time for the same amount of money. And here it's also interesting to have that kind of figure and to know the kind of figure that when you're looking at different jobs, that you would know whether you are profiting from the job change in terms of purely numbers. Are you putting in, like, maybe you'll get a little bit paid a little bit more, but maybe you also have to put in much more longer work hours, or you have to commute even much more. So all this plays into that. Okay, so the third wheel you need to move your journey forward is entrepreneurship or self-employment. And with self-employment, I actually put a lot of things under this umbrella. It's the classic, I'm selling books or old toys over eBay. It's sort of self-employment. I am selling my book over Amazon that I have authored, or I'm selling a course is self-employment. Network marketing is a form of self-employment, even though you are selling affiliate products and your margin might not be too high, it is still a form of self-employment. And then again, if you have a bakery shop, offer financial services or consulting of some sort, that all for me goes into the bucket of entrepreneurship and self-employment. And here's the big difference between self-employment and employment. In employment, you trade time for money. But in entrepreneurship or self-employment, you trade results for money. Nobody is going to pay you because you're sitting around at home thinking up some sort of product. You are only going to get paid if you actually are able to make the sale. So this is sort of more of the result basis. You're trading results for money, which is why it's so important to be very sharp. When you're self-employed, when you're going for entrepreneurship, you need to be very sharp. You need to think about, is it really worth it to spend your time and invest your time into, I don't know, changing some nice pictures on your website? Or would you be using that time in a much better way and fashion if you were trying to make some calls and some sales or some arrange some consulting or coaching sessions? Okay, so if you are self-employed and are following any of the examples I just said, I want you to write down in your notebook if you are using this sort of wheel, first and foremost, and secondly, what kind of results you're trading and how much money you make per each trade or per each result. For example, if you are selling books, how many books do you have to sell, or how much do you get paid for each book that you sell? And if you have not started out yet, I want you to take the time and sort of think of the things that you could be doing to make money on the side. Because as I mentioned before, it's a wealth creation journey, and it wouldn't be wise to, well, it can be wise if you think that's enough. But if you have really a big, audacious goal and dream, how can you expect to get there without investing into this third wheel too? And now I totally get it. You also have to make the calculation. Will you get paid more if you do the employment thing, or will you get paid more if you do the self-employment thing? And here, what many people leave out of the calculation is the time that it takes to make that trade. As I said before, if you have a job, chances are that you're trading a large portion of your time to make that kind of money. And I want you to turn around and think about two things that you could do with less amount of time and still be able to create a decent amount or a comparable amount of money. And if you cannot find anything at all, you should totally take a course with me or a coaching session with me, and I'm sure that I'll be able to help you think of some examples at least where you can do that. But I'm sure that many of you will be able to think of one or two things at least that they are able to do. So pause this episode and just make some notes in your notebook. And when you do, here's a little tip. I don't want you to kill the idea even before it's on the paper. Just write down anything that comes into your mind. Okay, so let's make a clean cut here. This is part one of the episode, how to start your wealth creation journey, or the four steps to start making money, part one. Let me just quickly summarize. There are three wheels that you need to take care of: debt management, income and job, or your employment would be the second wheel. And the third wheel is self-employment or entrepreneurship. And I want you guys to think about these things over the weekend, because in a couple of days, you guys will hear part two of this episode, and the fourth wheel is going to be really interesting and important too. So as long as you don't want to go on this journey on a tricycle, I want you guys to really have our four wheels. So guess over the weekend what the fourth wheel could be. Maybe you'll guess it. And if you guys are sitting here and it's all well and fine, but you are still kind of confused or scared that if you tiptoe into any of these areas that you could lose money, or really don't know where to start or how to start even, what would be realistic in your case, in your personal space of time and personal situation to venture out how to do this. If this is you, I want you to know that you can book a coaching session with me. The coaching session is called Jumpstart Your Wealth Creation. It's a 30-minute coaching session and it's $97 if you book a session with me before the end of March. So to book a session with me, reach out to me, send me an email. The email address is support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com, and then we'll work out a date and try to work out where and when. Sorry, not where and when. I mean, it's clear we'll meet over Zoom, but we'll work out a date about when we would be meeting to get working on your personal wealth creation story. And after the coaching session, you'll walk away with a step-by-step plan to jumpstart your own wealth creation. So a specific plan that you can be on board with and where you can measure what kind of progress you're making in terms of wealth creation. I really hope this episode blessed you and was interesting and insightful for you. Stay wrapped up in Christ's love until next time when we dig into part 2 of this episode. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.